Chapter 26. Things uncomfortable. It ain't my fault I weren't born a duke. It ain't your fault you weren't born a king. So, what's the use to worry? Make the best of things the way you find them, says I. That's my motto. This ain't no bad thing that we've struck here. Plenty grub and an easy life. Come, give us your hand, duke, and let's all be friends. The duke done it, and Jim and me was pretty glad to see it. It took away all the uncomfortableness and we felt mighty good over it, because it would have been a miserable business to have any unfriendliness on the raft. For what you want, above all things, on a raft, is for everybody to be satisfied and feel right and kind towards the others. It didn't take me long to make up my mind that these liars weren't no kings nor dukes at all, but just low-down humbugs and frauds. But I never said nothing, never let on, kept it to myself. It's the best way, then you don't have no quarrels, and don't get into no trouble. If they wanted us to call them kings and dukes, I hadn't no objections, long as it would keep peace in the family. And it weren't no use to tell Jim, so I didn't tell him. If I never learned nothing else out of Pap, I learned that the best way to get along with his kind of people is to let them have their own way. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.